Last week, the Albanese government introduced the Freedom of Information Amendment Bill, a comprehensive reform of Australia's freedom of information laws, aimed at modernising the 1982 framework. Proposed changes include banning anonymous requests, introducing application fees, and extending confidentiality precautions to cabinet documents. While the government argues that these reforms are necessary to curb frivolous and automated requests, as well as save taxpayer dollars, there has been growing opposition, warning that the bill could significantly impact transparency and public accountability, with some arguing a culture of secrecy within government agencies and systemic delays are at fault. The Wire's Jordan Zarella spoke with Bill Brown, Director of Democracy and Accountability Program at the Australian Institute.
The Albanese government is proposing to restrict freedom of information laws in two major ways. The first is in terms of the administration of FOI requests. They're proposing to introduce a fee for requests for government policy information, details about how government administration is taking place. We don't know yet what that fee might be because it can be set by regulation after the fact. They're also proposing to ban anonymous FOI requests, which could make things harder for whistleblowers, and to extend the amount of time the government has to decide an FOI request. The Albanese government is proposing further limiting what kind of documents are available to FOI requests. So documents that merely involve government decisions could now be restricted in a way that they weren't before.
The government argues that the FOI system is being overwhelmed by vague, anonymous, vexatious or frivolous requests and that modernising the framework will save taxpayer money. How would you respond to this claim?
The government has tried to shift the blame for failures in the FOI system onto applicants. But it's as a result of government processes that the system has gotten slower and more expensive. If we look at the number of FOI requests decided each year, we're at a 10-year low. There's just 21,000 requests determined in the last year, down about 50% from the peak. So it's not the case that the system is overwhelmed by FOI requests. What we do see is that the price of the FOI system to taxpayers is getting higher, even as the number of requests falls. It was $86 million in the last year. Under the Howard government, they were resolving FOI requests for about one quarter of the cost it takes today.
Even prior to the proposed reforms, many Australians face barriers accessing basic information, such as needing to lodge a formal FOI request and to pay a fee just to obtain a copy of their own verbal police report. How does the current system impact everyday citizens seeking transparency?
The Albanese government has followed on from the pattern of secrecy that we see from the coalition governments that have preceded it. In terms of freedom of information requests, great amounts of public servant and ministerial staff effort go into denying information that the public is entitled to. And we've seen the Albanese government spend hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money unsuccessfully fighting FOI requests through the tribunal system or through the courts. So there's been a concerted effort to reduce the amount of information that Australians are entitled to access. That's of serious concern because our democracy depends on feedback between the people and the government.
And just back, what reforms would you like to see?
Some of the problems with the FOI system are cultural rather than legal. It's a problem with how ministers and senior public servants think about the public's right to access information. So by having bodies like the Australian Senate or the media put pressure on the government, we can hopefully change the culture around government information. But there are reforms that would, one, is giving proper funding to the Australian Information Commissioner, responsible for reviewing complaints about the FOI system. The FOI Commissioner could also be strengthened, the powers that other watchdogs have at the state level.
Bill Brown, Director of Democracy and Accountability Program at the Australian Institute, speaking with The Wire's Jordan Zarella.